Happy International Cat Day. We created a cat translation machine to see how cats feel about their big day. So, how is it? He says, eh. Happy International Cat Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Can you tell me what day it is?
August 8th, National Pickleball Day.
Pickleball.
Pickle?
Pickle. Pickleball tournaments, come on!
The object of the game is to be the first player or team to have at least 11 points, and you must win by 2 points.
This will be National Pickleball Day.
The name Pickleball comes from the founder's dog, Pickles, who would run away with the ball when they're playing. The fastest growing sport in the nation right now, the game is Pickleball.
Is that it? No. Showtime. Nothing like that? All right, anyway, hi there. It's The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. We are also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? Well, you have to enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
There she is again. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Just waddle on up to the Alexa device and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And will she?
Hello!
Yep, she will. So you can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you will find the link to our podcast. Now, what's the difference between the live show and the podcast? Well, negligible. So we do the live show live between the hours of 8-ish to 11-ish. So mid-mornings, we do it live on Radio 434, and we play tunes in between the segments and the bits and the interviews and things. It's a right proper morning show. It's the same morning show that we've been doing for years and years and years and years. It's season 25 of The Mike Show. And if you remember when we were on 93.7 KHF, well, that's basically the same exact show. But we repack the segments into a full-length podcast minus the music that we play on the live show. So the podcast is all the bits and clips and segments and interviews and stuff like that. That usually drops around noon. And you can watch those segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. And that handle works for our Instagram, our YouTube, our X, Twitter, whatever, MySpace, your face in my place. I don't know all the terms. No, we are not on the TikTok. I'm sorry, kids. Gramps can't wrap his brain around the TikTok. So maybe if we get some interns in here for the fall, perhaps we might be on the TikTok. Are we doing reels? Not really. Anyway, I mean, we are to some degree, but that's only, like when Hannah or Sarah does a reel for us if they're at one of our events and they're kind enough to put together a reel for us, then yes, we do reels. but not the TikTok. Anywho's Friday edition of the program. Thank you so much for joining us. We had an absolute blast yesterday at Three Roads Brewing. It was the very first. It was the inaugural Yappy Hour. And well, what does that mean? Well, between 5 and 7, you know, we usually do on a Thursday. We do the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. But we did a very, very special collab with the Lynchburg Humane Society, Lynchburg Parks and Rec, Lynchburg Water Resources. They were all on hand, along with... We had a big kiddie pool full of... No, not lube. What the heck? No, it was dog toys and tennis balls and the doggos. All the doggies were invited. Lynchburg Humane Society brought out some adoptable dogs, and everybody was invited to come out and hang with us, bring their doggo. We had everything set up outside on the deck. We even blocked off Three Roads like we do for festivals. So, you know, so my apologies, not really, to the folks that were trying to cut through to get to the other side or get to the YMCA during their afternoon commute. we blocked off the road. Anyway, so we had this thing, and all the doggos were there. My good friend Daniel Keppel. Him and Creasy were Me and the Moon, the band, and they performed on the deck. It was just wonderful. It was really, really cool. You can check it out on our social media. But we encourage you. We're going to do that again. It went really, really well. We had a lot of fun, had a lot of people, had a lot of doggos. So it went really, really well, and I think we're going to do it at least quarterly. So look for that. It was Yappy Hour. It was so much fun. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get smart with 5 random facts. We're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News. But then we're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. Yes, science. Don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. Yeah. All right. So what else? We are going to be checking in with Dallas from the Lynchburg Hillcats. I am bummed that we were not able to connect with him last Friday, because I understand that they had the micro wrestlers. And I have to fact check this, but I'm seeing this on social media this morning while I'm taking my morning constitutional. And apparently it wasn't just the micro wrestlers that were a big hit at the Lynchburg Hillcats. Apparently, according to social media, and I have not confirmed this, but Dave Grohl was at the Hillcats game and is in town. Sir, if I may, if you are looking for a music venue to just jam at any point this weekend, please hit us up, because there are 2 that I would highly, highly recommend. One of those being Three Roads Brewing in downtown Lynchburg. I will personally bring all the sound gear and the PA, and I will personally get our sound guy to set up for you. If you are interested and willing to play even just one song at Three Roads Brewing. Also, the Music Hall, the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall on Commerce Street, they would also be extremely willing to just open the doors, because I don't think they have anything scheduled this weekend. So, Dave, if you are listening, if you are watching, this is our plea. If you are looking for a place to just come in and jam and have a great time, and no pressure whatsoever. And if we've missed an opportunity, if you're already out of town, our apologies. But that wouldn't that be so freaking cool? But anyway, a lot of folks are commenting on social media that you know, great guy, down to earth, just, you know, hanging out. We kind of missed that opportunity. I kind of wish that we were at the Hillcats, but we had Yappy Hour, so it would have been, you know, like a toss-up. Anywho's, okay. Could we have gone later? Yes, we could have. But we usually like to set up before the game. All right. Well, that's a conundrum for another day. All right. All that and so much more, plus this. Here's the headline of the day. A giant tub of mayonnaise married my friends. Uh-huh. Yeah, this happened in Las Vegas, of course. So we're going to tell you the story, and then we turned it into a top list. Top things overheard at the wedding officiated by a giant tub of mayonnaise. All right, that's all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lunacy. That's who it's brought to you by. Lunacy. Centra Health. For real.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to spread the love. May your bond be thick, rich, and never separate under pressure. Let us break bread, and may you sandwich your differences and always dress each other with love. You both clearly have a wry sense of humor. Now, by the power vested in this giant tub of mayo, I pronounce you the ultimate combo meal. You may now lick the spoon.
Please do. It's the Mike Show. So we mentioned in the show open that the headline, a giant tub of mayonnaise married my friends. Yeah. A couple got married in a chicken tender dip themed wedding in Las Vegas, and it was officiated by the Hellman's mascot, Manny Mayo. And believe it or not, this was something they actually agreed to. Here, let's get rid of that. Where's the rest of the story? Okay. Nick Phillips and Heather Schroering, were the winners of a Hellman's wedding contest package, which included a ceremony, a full reception with food, a professional photographer, and $5,000 to cover travel expenses. And they were into it. The couples described themselves as condiment sommeliers, and they say the wedding was very on brand for them. In fact, during their previous proposal, the ring was hidden in a sauce ramekin. So it's safe to assume they're not Miracle Whip people. They were notified. Do we have any pictures on this? Oh, yeah, we do. Of course there's pictures. All right, here. I'm just going to share it from Instagram. Let's go here, share screen, bring it up. Boom. There it is. All right, yep. Giant tub of mayonnaise. Okay. Anywho, getting back to the story. One of the couple's friends reported on it for the Wall Street Journal with a headline that we read, a giant tub of mayonnaise married my friends. They were notified that they won the contest on July 2nd. The wedding was July 21st, so they had less than 3 weeks to prepare. But it's easier when a mayonnaise brand is handling all the logistics, right? Yeah. The friend who reported on it for the Wall Street Journal said Hellman's initially had a dress code, sending guests a palette of Hellman's colors, but they didn't end up caring about that. Anyone else had to sign a waiver agreeing to waive their moral rights. And when marrying them, Manny Mayo said, like chicken tender dip and chicken tenders. Marriage is a beautiful union of two special flavors that just work together. The audience erupted with a genuine ew or awe. Oh, was that? That's awe. Anyway, the couple later read their actual vows at Chippendales. All right, so that brings us to our top list. Let's get rid of that. For more on this event, enjoy today's list. It's the top things overheard at the wedding officiated by a giant tub of mayonnaise. I'm not going to read that all the time. All right, here we go. Number one, where's the thingy? Do we just want to ding it or we'll do something. All right, top things overheard at the wedding officiated by a giant tub of mayonnaise. Do you think this marriage will go bad after 90 days? Yeah, nice spread. The venue looks good, too. Sorry I'm late to officiate this, everybody. I was dressing. but don't worry, I'll catch up. top things overheard at the wedding officiated by the giant tub of mayonnaise. I thought this would be a white wedding, but it's more of a creamy beige. He's marrying her? What the hell, man? Huh? 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 Top things overheard at the wedding officiated by the giant tub of mayonnaise. Officiating a wedding might look easy, but it's actually a craft. Craft. Sorry. Top things overheard at the wedding officiated by the giant tub of mayonnaise. How much longer is this wedding? I'm exhausted. I thought the point of getting married is you no longer have to use a condiment. And top things overheard at the wedding officiated by the giant tub of mayonnaise. Who hired this guy? He's a real dip. The Mike Show. That was the most ridiculous thing we've ever done. Coming up, probably not. We have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Hellman's. No, but it is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. America's most stolen car is the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1. And America's most laughed at car is still the Cybertruck. Jennifer Lopez says she's done with marriage. Been there, done that. Mark there, done that. Chris there, done that. Chapel Roan says it will take 5 years for her to complete her new album and her face makeup. And a gambler hit 389 jackpots in one day at a Florida casino. Before you call him lucky, remember, he spent all day at a Florida casino. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's Cybertron. No, it's not that either. Hey there, it's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this finally Friday edition. Beautiful, beautiful day. It's going to be a little bit warmer. I believe it's going to be up around 80 today. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. Anyway, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 5, scanning from Commerce Street down to the fountain and to the river. All right. Let's see. Coming up, we are going to get so much smarter. With your 5 random facts. We're going to get stupid a little bit later on, but we're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science that's coming up. And we'll talk with Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
Yep. That time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. We don't really care. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, this is what I've been practicing for 10 minutes to try and come up with. The pronunciation. You know how I struggle with pronunciations.
Well, sometimes these words aren't easy. I don't think we've got an easy one coming up.
No, these are not. There are 3 of them that I had to learn. Okay. The 2 main islands that make up New Zealand didn't have official names until 2013. For hundreds of years, they were just referred to as the North Island and the South Island.
Simple, that I can easy I can to pronounce.
Exactly. For guys like me, New Zealand, you were on a roll until 2013.
Crushing it.
They were given names from the native. What's the culture? The native culture. How do you pronounce that? The Maori culture. Okay. That one was fairly easy. The North Island is now called, good Lord, Te'ikaʻau Maui. Okay, why didn't they just call it Maui? Oh, that one was taken. The South Island is now Te Waipanamu. I got it. I nailed it.
That classic elementary spelling bee word.
Anyway, number 2. When the movie Bad Boys was first being developed, the plan was to have John Lovitz and Dana Carvey playing the characters. After some rewrites, it wound up, wound up being Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. What is this? Now there's another damn pronunciation. Good Lord. Okay. I'm sorry, dude. I got this though. How to pronounce, APAC. Okay. That's easy enough. I can figure that one out. Okay. Number 3, the definition of the Inuit word APAC is a friend who's had relations with your wife. Number 4, and who remains friends I don't understand the culture. Number four. Remember the Harlem Shake craze of 2013?
Who doesn't?
That was the first instrumental song to hit number one on the Billboard chart since the Miami Vice theme in 1985.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Even though there were a few words, it was still classified.
Yeah, I was going to say there were a few words, but I guess predominantly instrumental. Yeah,
still classified as an instrumental. And then the last one, number five, according to an interview with Walt Disney in 1933, Mickey and Minnie Mouse are married. Okay. And there you go. That's your five random facts. I can pronounce Minnie.
This is for some reason, I thought you were going to say siblings, and I got scared.
Random.
Yeah, brother and sister.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
It's the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. That brings us Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. How are things going, my friend?
Things are going great. We're enjoying some lovely weather down at the market. Last week was the first day where I was very excited because it almost felt like fall.
Oh, yeah.
We've got another cooler Saturday in the forecast for tomorrow. So I'm excited to have all of our vendors out. We're excited to have all of you there. Every Saturday is always a great day at the market. So come down, stock up on all your local favorites, all those goodies to fill the dinner table with, shop for arts and crafts. We've got school starting back soon, so we'll have a lot of families and new students coming on through. So it's always an exciting time down at the market, seeing the new faces and all the new community members that we'll have in town for school and everything like that.
It is. And to mention that you have this is not just a Saturday market thing. You have regular hours and permanent shops inside as well as the vendors outside.
Exactly. Yep. So inside, you can swing on in and grab a bite to eat. We've got a bakery. We've got a coffee shop and then a full array of artisan vendors with so many unique artisan items. There's woodworking. There's jewelry. There's 3D printing, laser engraving. We've got a few new woodworking vendors in, so a lot of cool stuff to see. So if it's been a while since you've been to the gallery, check it out. There's some new things that you'll see and maybe some things that you'll like.
All right. Check it out. It's Lynchburg Community Market on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. You guys have your own parking lots, easy to navigate in and out around the construction, and plenty of parking around downtown. So either start or finish your Saturday morning at Lynchburg Community Market and head over there today and grab some lunch. Where are you located on the interwebs?
You can check us out at our website. That's LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Well, Darius, as always, thank you so much for putting up with my botched pronunciations.
Anytime. Thanks for making me smarter.
Well, speaking of smarter, we're going to get smarter-est with nerd news. That's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very afraid. That is all coming up. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. That brings us Dallas from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Last night was electric. I'm glad it's Friday.
Okay, so number one, I understand that you had. Well, first off, I feel like I really missed out on a great night at the ballpark. And if you, meaning the viewers and listeners, if you were there, you know that it was a very, very special night at the ballpark. If you were not there, you're going to kick yourself because not only did they have the micro wrestlers, and how did that go?
That was awesome, man. I mean, what a great group of people, right? It was interesting. It was fun. It was entertaining. And it was great. I think one of the best parts, honestly, was, you know, helping them get set up and me going over and asking one of the guys, you know, hey, what else can we do? He's like, we got it from here. Just sit back and enjoy. And I was like, oh, nice. We're out there fresh air, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's always, you know, a good time when that happens. When a bunch of pros come in and they say, no, we got you. We got this. Yep. We got it taken care of. But totally unexpected. And I asked you off camera if this actually happened, because a lot of folks were commenting on social media about it. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters was in the house.
He was. Yeah. Totally unexpected, man. Honestly, like, I didn't know until the end of the show, which, you know, at that point I'm fanboying, but also trying to, you know, step back. I work here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, how cool, man.
Yeah. And just hanging out with his family, watching a game and watching some wrestling. See, and again, guys, if you didn't get a ticket to last night's game, you should be kicking yourself. And when we tell you, you should go to these things, when you hear the ads about this, you never know. Dave Grohl might just show up.
Yeah, heck yeah. Yeah, I think honestly, with the turnout from last night, I think this is something we'll do again, more than likely. The micro wrestling team enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And I think they said this was the biggest venue they've done.
Oh, wow.
So it was cool. Yeah, it was cool to be a part of that. I invited some of my friends. You know, I didn't actually have to work, so I got to enjoy it and as a spectator. And it was phenomenal, man. It was electric.
All right. So how real is the wrestling?
It definitely seems scripted, right? But they're good at it, man.
But about as real as like WWF.
Pretty
or
much,
WWE
yeah.
or Raw. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really, really cool. Wish we could have gotten out yesterday to see that. It would have been big, big fun. But we put out a plea to any major rock stars that happen to be in Lynchburg. If you want to hang out with us and maybe have a venue to play, or if you want to jump in on this show, feel free. If you're not doing anything today, we'd love to have you. But we digress. Dallas, what is coming up this weekend with the Hillcats?
Yeah, so not too much this weekend. Next week we have a homestand. It's actually going to be a pretty big one. So we're down to two left.
Yeah.
So next week on Friday, we'll be doing a rally towel, our playoff rally towel giveaway, okay, which I have here. I think we're giving away 750 of these guys.
Nice.
Just to kind of rally in for the playoffs. That'll be the 11th and 12th of September. Saturday of next week, we'll have First Responders Appreciation. So we've had some of our sponsors and some very generous season ticket holders donate tickets for first responders. So all first responders will get in free to that game. With that, we have like 900 tickets out just for groups. So that should be a really big night. And then on Sunday, we have our home run chain giveaway. These guys, which we've been wanting to do for quite a while.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So I'll be wearing this for sure.
I hope so.
And then, yeah. And then you guys have Summer Jam coming up as well, right?
Yes, we do. August 16th, we've got Summer Jam, four great bands at Three Roads. And we hope that you can make an appearance maybe with Southpaw.
Yep. We've got it in our calendar. So okay, we will be there.
That's awesome.
So just busy there. And then, of course, like I said, you know, playoffs coming up. And then that next homestand, we have some cool things. I just have to show you this because I'm super excited about it.
Absolutely.
It's my custom jersey, right? But I'm sure you're familiar with Mustaches for Kids, right?
Yes, we are. Oh, my Lord. That is incredible.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Wow. Check. All right, so if you're listening right now, you're going to want to go on over to our Facebook page, at the Mike Show VA, and you're going to want to watch the video simulcast of this segment. That is fantastic. That is a great jersey, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to get myself one.
Dude.
Very excited about this design.
That is so cool.
That's going to be for our mustache night. So all proceeds from that night will go to Mustache for Kids.
Nice. So getting into the playoffs, tickets are available now. You can purchase those.
They are. Yes, sir.
Yep. All right.
Tickets available now. Like I said, it's September 11th and 12th. So we'll play one game, you know, wherever. Right now, it looks like it's going to be Carolina, which is Zebulon, North Carolina.
Okay.
So we'll play the first game there, and then that'll be on Tuesday. Wednesday's a travel day, and then Thursday we'll be playing here and Friday here.
Okay. So get your tickets now. You can go on over to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or just search the Hillcats on social media or click the link on this broadcast, and you can get your tickets. It'll be a great time. We will have tickets to give away for the final regular season homestand. We're going to be giving those tickets away throughout the week and also at Summer Jam. That's probably where we're going to blow out the rest of whatever we have in stock. You can come on out to Three Roads Brewing on August 16th for Summer Jam. Four great bands, including the Whiskey Shakes. We've got the Chapsticks. We've got Old Town Connector, and we've got Bigfoot County wrapping up the night, and a ton of vendors. We hope the Hillcats are still planning to bring the snow cone machine, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll transport the snow cone machine for that.
Very, very, very cool. Check out Southpaw. He's going to be roaming around. We've got our vendors and everybody set up, and that's going to be at Three Roads. And it's a free – it's a free music festival. So show up. You don't have to get tickets for that. Thank you for bringing that up. We appreciate it. Dallas, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you and we love the team. Go Cats.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to get so much more smarter or est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
There we go. Time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very, very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains, here's a rundown from this week. In booze news, a study at Dartmouth found drunk apes that loved fermented fruit millions of years ago may be why we can process alcohol so well. Here they are. Sorry. There. Chemists were able to brew up a new super alcohol. Now, this is not alcohol that you would put in your cocktail. It's a highly unstable molecule. Made up of four hydroxyl groups at a single carbon atom. It was its existence was first predicted more than a century ago, and it may be the key to star formation. See, And if I have enough, then I may be a star as well. I don't know. In bug news, researchers developed, or discovered rather, not developed, thank God. In bug news, researchers discovered four new types of tarantulas. And compared to their body, their junk is massive.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
In moon news, NASA is fast-tracking plans to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. All right. But what about the casinos? You see, you're going to get me to go off on a tangent now because sci-fi lied to me. Okay, when I was a kid and when I was a young, a teenager, and I love sci-fi. I love Star Trek. I even like 2001 Space Odyssey. That movie came out in the late 1960s, and it suggested that by 2001 we would have an orbiting space station. No, not just like the one we have now, but like regular people could go up to it and then catch a flight to the moon, where there would be moon bases and casinos on the moon. Hasn't happened yet. Sci-fi lie. But anyway, so they're fast-tracking these plans to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. We are in a race with China.
Hello.
Hi. To get the first moon base built up there. You know, if you want to watch something that could be... It could have been a what-if situation. It was kind of an alternate reality type of a program. It's called For All Mankind. And if you watch it, I believe it's on Apple TV. And it suggested... What if, number one, the Russians were the first ones to land on the moon? And then everything that happened after that, where the U.S. government and the Soviet Union were in this, not an arms race, but a space race. So first one to build a moon base, first one to go to Mars, first one, you know, so it told a completely different view of what space travel would have been like had we not stopped at the Apollo missions and not just focused on, you know, the space shuttle and putting things up in our own low Earth orbit. Anyway, we digress. In Windex news, Chinese scientists...
Hello.
Hi. ...created self-cleaning glass. It uses built-in electrodes to remove dust and other particles from its surface. And in alien news, Hubble got the best shot yet of the interstellar object zipping through our solar system right now. Most experts think it's a comet, but an astronomer at Harvard says if that's true, it's a very strange comet. He thinks there's a good chance it's not natural, and it may be aliens. And if it is aliens coming to check in on us, he estimates that be here between November 21st and December 5th. He even went so far as to say they may come to save us or destroy us. But again, probably a comet. Yep. And that's Nerd News this week in science. Just science. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen, But you can enjoy Ballad Beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The tap room at 600 Craghead Street in Danville will be reopening on Friday, August 8th, noon to 10 p.m. Follow Ballad Brewing on social media for more updates and announcements. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Let's see. We're going to save that for stupid criminals. Are we going directly to viral video? Yeah, I think we are. What is La Boo Boo? How do you pronounce that? I need a pronunciation key on this. Good Lord. What are those things? They're creepy. Pronounce. These are dolls, right? All right, how do you say
for
this?
For today. So, how do you pronounce these? Well, the name of these little puppet or little dolls, monsters. Let's learn how to say it. La Boo Boo.
La Boo Boo. All right, so La Boo Boo dolls apparently are a hot commodity. So hot. How hot are they? Four masked thieves in Southern California smashed the door of a toy store to steal a lot of them. Here's the owner of the store. We should have saved this for stupid criminals. Joanna Avendano, who watched them steal her valuable stuff live.
I just had a gut feeling to wake up, you know, and check my phone. So I witnessed everything live when they were in here robbing the stuff. Aiming just for the boo-boos, everything that was more expensive because cash, I didn't have any cash in the register. Yeah, they know because they took the most valuable stuff. They only left the stuff that are not really popular.
La boo-boo. La boo-boo. All right, we're skipping that. How about this? A woman in Los Angeles spotted a 20-foot python hanging out on top of a dumpster. Here is Teresa Sanchez talking about the encounter.
You know, I was just driving in and I saw something that looked like a snake. And at first I thought it was maybe like a stuffed animal. But I'm like, who would leave such a huge stuffed animal? And then as I got closer, it looked too realistic. So I thought it was maybe taxidermy. And then it moved. I was like, am I in Florida? The first thing I called was animal control, but they didn't pick up. So then I called the police. And they were just like, I'm sorry, we can't help you. These are not, you know, the usual things we provide support with.
Yeah. Well, police called in an awesome guy who's known as the reptile hunter in Riverside, California. He's taking good care of the python now after someone put it in the dumpster on Tuesday. What else? Are we going to a comedian? I think we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. For International Cat Day, here's comedian Nick Kroll's personal take on cats versus dogs.
Let's get to it, guys. Dogs versus cats. Dogs versus cats. Which is it, dogs or cats? All right, who said cats? Okay, you're wrong. Okay. Cats are the worst. Cats are the worst. They are the worst. Give it up, yes. Thank you. I will take it. They are the worst. They're so ungrateful. They're terrible. They're cold and indifferent, which ironically is what I hate in cats, is what I love about women. I don't like being around them. I feel like they're just not like a cat. Like a dog will bring you a newspaper, right? A cat will be like, oh, I thought you wanted me to bring you a decapitated rat carcass.
Okay. All right. I was preoccupied because here, I want to share Listen, no, I love my Jer Bear. That's Jerry the cat right there. And he is far from cold. He's very warm and loving and lovable. All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in news. A man in Oklahoma named Lawrence Kukabara was a patron at a strip club called Bear Assets last weekend when he randomly attacked a janitor. It's unclear what started it, but Lawrence called the guy a racial slur and then charged at him with a knife. For what it's worth, the janitor has a mental disability. He saw him coming, hit Lawrence with a broom, then jumped on him and started beating him. It doesn't sound like the janitor was harmed. Lawrence was taken to the hospital for medical attention and was arrested for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and racial harassment. Oh, good Lord. Okay, ordinarily, I don't show the mugshots, but this is the guy, the attacker, who got his ass handed to him. There you go. And then there is this, the day after claiming a $167.3 million Powerball jackpot, James Farthing, a career criminal and ex-con, was at a Florida resort bar bragging about his money. He ended up getting into a fight with the janitor. No, just kidding. It wasn't the janitor. Some guy called him a liar, and here he is getting tased and taken down by police.
Put your hands behind your back right now. Against the wall.
Wow.
Who else? I have him on the ground there. He kicked me in the face. He's going.
All right. You okay? Sir, I'm sorry, man.
Save your sorries for later.
Save your sorries for later. All right. There is good news in the world. And thank God, because there is so much stupidity in the world. We've heard about this place over a decade ago, and now there's an update. A guy in Parkland, Florida, named John DeAri, opened a car wash in 2012 called Rising Tide that only hires people with autism. They're opening their fourth location next year, and they now employ 90 neurodivergent adults. Here are employees and customers talking about the car wash.
Started it because my brother Andrew's on the autism spectrum, and when he was in high school, it became really clear, really quickly, that in order for him to lead the full adult life that we knew he was capable of, we were going to have to take action. Because everybody fits in here, because we really are intentional about building psychological safety and belonging.
The best thing of having a job is I make so much money.
I work here because I get a lot of money and I talk to the customers.
Every time they clean a car, it starts out dirty and they can see the progress. It's now shiny and clean, like they know they did a great job. That's all we want, is to know that we actually succeeded in something.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have the Hill City Slide. That is on August 22nd through the 24th. It is a 700 and some foot water slide down Church Street, right in front of the YMCA, from the top of the hill, and runs all the way down to the Armory. Get your tickets and reserve your time slot, and there's group tickets available as well if you just visit hillcityslide.com. Again, visit hillcityslide.com to reserve your tickets and your time slot. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.